Let's see. What would be the best? My immediate response to that would be that if the lesbian community, if members of the lesbian community have not interacted with gay men recently, they might find it really interesting, the level of feminism that does exist within the gay male community, and it would be worth investigating. Just on a curiosity level.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's the kind of thing where it might not, I mean, it's, you might not imagine it being in a separatist environment. And it is an interesting, and it's exciting. I find it very inspiring, too.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, there are some events with the Community Center that are coming up this month. There'll be a lesbian dance the third Saturday this month and every month from here on in. And that's October 16th at 9:30, and that's $2. Ongoing events are the gay dances the first Saturday of every month. The Coffee House, which is every Friday and Saturday night now. And there is a gay AA every Thursday night at 8 p.m.
Okay. I'd like to thank you, Arlene, for being here. And to wrap this up, I'd just like to mention again that the elections are going to happen on October 31st. There are CCR groups in formation. They're taking names for that right now. The Free School has registration from October 5th to October 8th, 7:30 to 9:30. And the lecture series, which runs from October 4th to December 13th at 8:30 every other week. I'd like to thank you, Arlene. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I think the information that you had is very, very important.
Thank you.
Mama, mama, what do you see when you look at my life, when you look at me? Can you hear what I'm trying to say, or can you just gaze in that blind, loving way? Child's learning to grow. Are you aware that my woman friends are filling my life with beginnings and ends? Oh, mama, mama. Well, do you understand why I've not bound myself to a man? Is something buried in your old widow's mind that blesses my choice of our own kind? Oh, mama, mama. You couldn't survive if I told you so. But I understand the bounds that you set. I'll talk of the car and the cat at the vet. But maybe once a year, when I'm a little tight, I'll feel fresh regrets and write some cryptic thank you for giving me the space to find such safe.
deeply unspecific things as my strength, my freedom, and my life. Love is blind, love is only sorrow, love is no tomorrow since you went away. Love is blind, how will I remember, in the heat of summer, pleasure, winter, fade. Forget, I've been burning since the day we met. Love is blind, love is without mercy. Love is now, you've hurt me, now you've gone away. Love is blind, love is no horizon, and I'm slowly dying here yesterday. In the morning, waking to the sound of weeping, someone else should weep for me. Now it's over, lover, let me be. Love is blind, love is your caress, love is tenderness and momentary pain. Love is blind, how will I remember, in the heat of summer, pleasure, winter, fate.
Just a silly face, I'm going through. I'm just because I call you up. Don't get me wrong, don't think you got it me. I'm not in love, oh no. Oh,
That was Dee Dee Sharp with the 10cc hit, I'm Not in Love. Before that, Love is Blind by Janice Ian. And right after the interview, you heard Song to My Mama by Meg Christian. A few more announcements. Just to remind you that Giovanni's Room, which is now owned by Ed Hermance and Arlene Olshan, has relocated to 1426 Spruce Street. The store will have regular hours, which are Sunday from 12 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 11:30 to 9, and Friday from 11:30 to 10, Saturday from 10 to 10. It's closed on Tuesdays. The KYW TV program, Feelin' Free, which features Barbara Giddings speaking about gay youth and Rosalie Davies speaking about custody action for lesbian mothers, has been rescheduled. The program will air Sunday, October 10th at 10 a.m. on KYW, which is Channel 3. The Women's Resource Guide to Philadelphia, an all-new annotated 35-page booklet, is available from the Women's Switchboard, which is located in the Penwalt Building, which is also where the Bicentennial Women's Center is. Send $1.50 by mail or $1.25 if you go to the building, and you can get it at the Bicentennial Women's Center or Alexandria Books. Call LO3-8599 or LF4-1560. Alice Morgan, until recently a Philadelphia activist, is dying in a Williamsport, PA hospital. She and her lover, Nadine Lang, moved to Williamsport a few weeks ago. Both had been active in a number of Philadelphia gay and feminist organizations, and they were joined in an MCC Holy Union within the last year. Gina has begun a new position in Williamsport. Alice suffered one of a series of heart attacks within the last 2 weeks and lapsed into a coma from which she has not recovered. There are no brain waves, and a respirator that was used has been unplugged. Gina may be reached by friends at 409 Louisa Street, Williamsport, PA, 17701. The next song you'll be hearing is Lean on Me by Melba Moore.
Never let you fall. Lean on me. Center is the nation's most comprehensive project for women. Experience award-winning films, photo exhibits, a children's corner, an information center, and lunchtime discussions. It's located on the ground floor of the Penn Walt Building, 17th and the Parkway, in the heart of the city of sisterly love. Open 10 to 6 daily. For more information, please call 04-1560.
You've been listening to Amazon Country. We're going to close out today with a song by Isis called She Loves Me. I'm Victoria Brownworth. We'll be back next week with Sharon Ray or Jen Levin. I've forgotten which, but one of the two of them will be here. And a reminder that T. Grace Atkinson says, feminism is the theory, lesbianism is the practice. And we all know practice makes perfect. Have a good week. See you next week.